Coming up in Act Two, Susan greets Harry and Michelle.
Hi, Susan.
We have both been excited about seeing you and having lunch with you today.
But Michelle may not want to have lunch.
Harry, if Michelle doesn't want to go, we don't have to.
Later on, they go out.
Welcome to the South Street restaurant.
And Susan tries to talk to Michelle.
Michelle, can we have a talk? Sure.
What's on Michelle's mind?
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Harry. It's nice to see you again.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. We have both been excited about seeing you and having lunch with you today. Michelle picked these flowers up.
Daddy, can we go soon?
We're going to go to lunch in a few minutes, honey.
But I'm thirsty.
Okay. You go out and get a drink of water at the fountain.
The fountain is over there, Michelle, near the exit sign.
Thank you.
Michelle is a little shy.
I used to be that way when I was her age. Harry, if Michelle doesn't want to go, we don't have to.
She'll be fine. Remember, I haven't dated anyone else since her mother died. This is a little difficult for her. Are you ready to go?
Yes, but could you wait 1 minute? I have a call to make. Would you excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, get Mr. Levine at Toy Town Stores on the telephone for me, please.
Right. Hello, Susan Stewart calling Mr. Levine, please.
He's on the phone.
Mr. Levine, Susan Stewart. I find myself in an embarrassing situation. I made another lunch date for today and forgot to enter it in my appointment book. Can you and I meet for drinks tomorrow? I'd really appreciate it. Yes, thank you. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Biltmore. I'll see you then. Thank you, Mr. Levine.
South Street restaurant, folks. What'll it be?
What do you recommend?
Well, the crab salad's always a big hit.
Susan, would you like the crab salad?
I love the crab salad.
Chef, would you like to try the crab salad, too?
Okay, Dad.
We'll have the three crab salads and a pitcher of lemonade.
Help yourself to celery and carrot, another vegetable.
We used to catch crab.
Where was that?
We had a summer house on Fire Island. Do you remember, Michelle?
Sure, you and Mommy used to take me on ferry boats.
Sometimes at night, we would go down to the beach and catch crabs, remember?
With the piece of meat on the drink.
Right. Well, I'm going to go get us all some vegetables.
Nice cold lemonade.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It.
Michelle, can I help you with the lemonade?
No, thank you. I'll wait for my father.
Michelle, can we have a talk?
Sure.
I know you missed your mother.
You do?
Yes. And I'm not trying to take her place.
Then why are you and Daddy spending so much time together?
Because we like each other. And right now, he needs a friend.
I'm his friend.
I know you are.
Sometimes he's very sad.
And so are you, I think.
Sometimes. I'd like to be your friend, too. Will you let me be your friend, Michelle?
So, what were you two talking about?
This girl talked, Daddy. Too hard to explain.
You're probably right. Well, let's get started.
Michelle is a little strong.
I used to be that way when I was her age. I used to be that way when I was her age.
We had a summer house on Fire Island. Do you remember, Michelle?
Jerry, you and Mommy used to take me on the ferry boat.
We used to catch crabs. Sometimes at night, we would go down to the beach and catch crabs.
You know, Michelle, when I was your age, I used to do a lot of fun things.
I did, too. I used to play the piano. Mom would give me lessons on Tuesdays after school.
And I used to play the violin. I would take lessons every Thursday afternoon.
I used to have long hair, like you, Michelle.
I used to go fishing. Every summer, I would get out my fishing pole and try to catch a